आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग हिट्स अप फॉर फिफ्थ एंड रिमेनिंग फेजेस ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस। टॉप लीडर्स होल्ड रोड शोज एंड रैलीज इन पोल बाउंड एरियाज। इन मध्य प्रदेश 8 पीपल किल्ड इन अ रोड एक्सीडेंट। Slovakia Prime Minister Robert Fico fights for his life after being shot. IMD says fresh spell of heatwave likely to commence over Rajasthan, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh from today. Neeraj Chopra wins gold in Federation Cup with throw of 82.27 meters. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets. Campaigning heats up for the fifth and remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Star campaigners of different political parties are using all their might to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will campaign in Uttar Pradesh for the next 2 days. We have a report.
2 days, 7 rallies covering 11 Lok Sabha constituencies and high-octane campaigning from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will embark on an aggressive campaign in state today and will be addressing back-to-back rallies for 2 days. He will be holding public gatherings in Jaunpur, Bhadohi, Pratapgarh and Azamgarh today. He is scheduled to stay in Governor House, Lucknow tonight and will address 3 more rallies in Barabanki, Fatehpur and Hamirpur constituencies tomorrow. These rallies are being held in the constituencies which will go for poll in 5th and 6th phase. On the other hand, another political battleground will be in Fatehpur, where senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath and opposition stalwarts including Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati will campaign today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign for his brother Rahul Gandhi in Raebareli constituency, while Deputy Chief Minister of Karnataka and senior Congress leader D.K. Shivakumar will also hold the press conference in Lucknow. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party Supremo Arvind Kejriwal reached state capital Lucknow yesterday night. He will hold a press conference at Samajwadi Party office today. In Odisha, campaigning for both Lok Sabha and Assembly elections is on a high pitch, with all top leaders of BJP, Congress and BJD on the campaign trail for the remaining 3 phases of voting on 28th and 25th of this month and 1st of June. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed an election rally at Surda under Asika parliamentary constituency yesterday. Later, Mr. Shah also held a roadshow in Cuttack. BJP President J.P. Nadda is scheduled to address 2 public meetings in Sundargarh and Bargarh parliamentary constituencies, besides holding roadshow at Bhubaneswar today. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also joined a bike rally and addressed an election meeting at Balangir yesterday. Odisha Chief Minister and BJD Supremo Naveen Patnaik addressed a number of election rallies in western parts of the state. In the 5th phase, 13 constituencies in Maharashtra, including Dhule, Dindori, Nashik, Kalyan, Palghar, Bhiwandi, Thane, Mumbai North, Mumbai Northwest, Mumbai Northeast, Mumbai North Central, Mumbai South Central, Mumbai South will go to polls. There are 264 candidates in the fray. Prominent candidates whose fate will be decided are Union Minister Piyush Goyal, Union Minister Bharati Pawar, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde's son Dr. Srikant Shinde, Ujjwal Nikam. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in Mumbai yesterday. He addressed election rallies in Dindori and Kalyan. In Punjab, the final list of total voters for Lok Sabha elections has been released by the Chief Electoral Officer, CBNC. More than 2.14 crore voters are eligible to cast their votes for the elections to be held on the 1st of June in 7th and last phase. 100% voter photo identity cards, EPIC, have been made in the state. We have a report.
For registering new voters in the state, 4th May was the deadline and the forms submitted were decided by 14th May. Now, as per voter list, the total number of voters is 2,40,61,739. These include 1,12,86,726 male, 1,01,74,240 female and 773 transgender voters. 5,38,715 voters are in the age group of 18 to 19 years and will cast their vote for the first time. Similarly, 189,855 voters are aged above 85 years, while the total number of Divyang voters is 158,718. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In a series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Howrah parliamentary constituency in West Bengal. Our correspondent has the details.
Howrah Lok Sabha constituency will go to poll on 20th May under the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election 24. 14 candidates, including 7 independents, are fighting in this seat. All the 7 assembly segments of Howrah constituency come under Howrah district. There are more than 17 lakhs electors in this seat, including around 8,59,000 women voters. Howrah Lok Sabha constituency has been under Trinamool Congress since 2009. Prasoon Banerjee of Trinamool Congress had owned this seat in the 2013 by-election after the death of incumbent TMC MP Ambika Banerjee. Prasoon Banerjee is a former national football player and Arjuna awardee, and he also captained the Indian national football team many times. Trinamool Congress has given ticket again to Prasoon Banerjee in the Howrah seat. BJP has fielded Dr. Rathin Chakraborty. Dr. Rathin Chakraborty was also given a ticket from Shippur in the last assembly election in the state by BJP. Congress supported CPIM candidate is Sabyasachi Chatterjee. In the last Lok Sabha election, BJP's vote share had increased in this seat compared to 2014 Lok Sabha election, whereas the left's vote had decreased. Trinamool Congress had also seen an increase of vote in the 2019 election. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Today marks the 49th State Day of Sikkim, commemorating its integration into India as the 22nd state on May 16, 1975. The Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya extended warm greetings to the people of Sikkim on this occasion, highlighting the state's 49-year democratic journey marked by significant development across various sectors. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang also conveyed warm greetings. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 people were killed and 1 injured in a collision between 2 vehicles in Indore district late last night. According to Additional Superintendent of Police Rupesh Kumar Dwivedi, a jeep collided with an unidentified vehicle on the Indore-Ahmedabad National Highway. In this accident, 8 people have been confirmed dead, while another person is injured. One injured person has been admitted to a nearby hospital. In Tamil Nadu, 4 persons were killed when 3 vehicles were involved in an accident early this morning at Chengalpet district. The incident happened at the Chennai-Trichy highway when a private bus hit a lorry which was going ahead. The injured were admitted to the Chengalpattu Government Hospital. The death toll in the Ghatkopar billboard collapse tragedy in Mumbai rose to 16 yesterday as the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, officials recovered 2 more bodies from a car stuck at the accident site. Around 75 people got injured in the incident. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico is fighting for his life in a hospital after being shot in a small town northeast of Bratislava. Defense Minister Robert Kalinek last evening said Mr. Fico had been in surgery for over 3 hours and that the situation was bad. Deputy Prime Minister Thomas Taraba said 59-year-old leader is not in a life-threatening situation at this moment. Slovak politicians, including the president, have called the shooting an attack on democracy. U.S. President Joe Biden has also condemned the shooting of Mr. Fico as a horrific act of violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Lawrence Yong on assuming office as the Prime Minister of Singapore. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to work closely with Mr. Yong to further advance India-Singapore strategic partnership. India's biggest skill competition, the India Skills 2024, has started yesterday in New Delhi. More than 900 students from 30 states and union territories will showcase their skills in 61 different areas from traditional crafts to the latest technologies. Skill Development Secretary Atul Kumar Tiwari also inaugurated the opening ceremony, called it a win-win situation for both the youth as well as industries.
India Skill ka sabse bada fayda ye hai ki logon ko pratibha dikhane ka mauka lagta hai aur kaise apne liye aur desh ke liye gaurav lane ka avsar milta hai. Isme hamari jo industries hai unka bhi cooperation kafi bada hai. Ab main kahunga jitna bachchon mein utsah bada usse zyada industries mein utsah bada hai. Ki kaise wo hamare sath milkar hamare desh ke yuvaon ko skill competition mein jeetne ke yogya banaye aur tamam suvidhaen mentoring aur unko prashikshan dene mein hamari sahayata kare.
Winners of India Skills with the help of the best industry trainers will prepare for the World Skills Competition scheduled to take place in Lyon, France in September this year. The World Skills will have 1,500 competitors from over 70 countries. The event aims to emphasize the significance of skill development in nation building. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the passing away of former Gujarat Governor Dr. Kamala Beniwal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said she had a long political career in Rajasthan where she served the people with diligence. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also expressed his deep condolences on the demise of the veteran Congress leader and former governor of Gujarat, Dr. Kamala Beniwal. A fresh spell of heatwave is very likely to commence over Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh from today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, said that hot and humid weather is likely to prevail today over eastern and northeastern region of India. IMD said the maximum temperature will rise by about 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over many parts of northwest and east India during the next 4 days. The weather office has also forecast heat wave conditions over Gujarat, Konkan, Saurashtra and Kutch over the next 2 days. It has also predicted heat wave conditions over Delhi, Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha on the 18th and the 19th of May. In men's javelin throw, Olympic champion Neeraj Chopra won the gold medal in the Federation Cup 2024 in Bhubaneswar. The 26-year-old superstar struggled in the initial rounds of the competition as he was second after 3 rounds yesterday. However, he took the lead in the fourth round with an effort of 82.27 meters and he did not take the final round as he was leading after DP Manu, who settled for silver. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium, Guwahati, last night. Opting to bat first, Rajasthan Royals posted a mere 144 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Punjab Kings scored 145 for 5 in 18.5 overs to win the match. For Rajasthan, it was the fourth defeat on the trot, but they remained second on the table with 16 points, while Punjab has moved up from 10th to 9th position. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium in Hyderabad. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Abhishek. First batch of 300 granted citizenship under CAA, leads Hindustan Times. The Times of India, quoting Prime Minister Modi, says Congress wanted to spend 15% of budget on Muslims. The Hindu cites the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge as saying, "We'll double free ration if voted to power." The Indian Express refers to West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee as saying, "India bloc will form government, TMC will back it from outside." While the Statesman quotes Union Home Minister Amit Shah as saying, "Modi government gave fitting reply to Pakistan-sponsored terrorism." On Colonel Vaibhav Anil Kale's killing, the Tribune quotes Israel as saying, "Retired colonel's killing under review." Raj Mata Sindhya passes away at Ames, reports the Pioneer. And finally, Lawrence Wong is new Singapore PM, ex-PM lead to stay in cabinet, reports the Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning hits up for the fifth and remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders hold roadshows and rallies in poll-bound areas. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 people killed in a road accident. Slovakia Prime Minister Robert Fico fights for his life after being shot. IMD says fresh spell of heatwave likely to commence over Rajasthan, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh from today. Neeraj Chopra wins gold in Federation Cup with a throw of 82.27 meters. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.